This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Body camera images were released Tuesday of the forceful arrest of an elderly man by police in Idaho Springs. Officer Nicholas Hanning is facing assault charges after tasing and kicking 75-year-old Michael Clark. The encounter followed a call from Clark's neighbor about a dispute over noise in her apartment. The police officer will appear in court next month. Westminster Police Chief Tim Carlson is on leave after staff raised concerns about the department's workplace environment. While Carson is on leave, Westminster's deputy police chief will serve as the acting chief. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Marcia Fudge is in Colorado this week for a tour of affordable housing in Denver and Boulder. She used the visit to promote President Biden's $2 trillion infrastructure proposal.
People say, how is housing infrastructure? Where would you be if you didn't have a place to live? We are in the richest nation in the world. No one should sleep on a street, in a tent, under a bridge, on a bench. No one.
The legislation called the American Jobs Plan is currently before Congress but faces Republican opposition. It would set aside more than $300 billion for housing construction. Monthly payments from the expanded child tax credit will start to go out Thursday, and 96% of families with kids in Colorado are in line for the money. That's according to Senator Michael Bennett during a town hall meeting this week.
I think for families, it's going to mean just a little bit of help to cover groceries or rent or school supplies, or maybe even help people save for a college fund.
The child tax credit expansion is part of President Biden's American Rescue Plan Act. Bennett says he's going to work to make the change permanent. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.